that's good. Like I said, I'm retired military. I'm a little hard sometimes. But my wife is, she's pretty gentle, and it's been a struggle for her.
Struggle for my wife in some days, like, I think it was Sunday, she couldn't get a hold of him, and Lord have mercy, she was going nuts that day.
Actually, I experienced that very recently. My mother actually tried to get a hold of me, trying to make sure I'm okay. I couldn't reply. I was actually asleep. But I sleep during the day because, unfortunately, I'm third shift. But, yeah, she could get a hold of me. She was absolutely losing her mind. I finally got back to her later after she called like 3 times to wake me up.
My son, too, he'd overslept and wasn't awake yet. And the wife, he wasn't hearing the phone because he's got his phone on vibrate, so she just had to wait for him to wake up. That's all it was, but she was in panic mode about it.
Well, fine, we'll go 4 or 5 days. At first it was, 2 or 3 times a day. He'd stay in contact, but now it's every 4 or 5 days. We try to make contact, figure out if everything's okay and what's going on. He's got a girlfriend, and we suspect that she's staying over with him a lot, and we try to engage him in conversation on that, and he's just deflects the subject. So I got a feeling that that's kind of what's happening. But he's legally a grown man, and I ain't much I can say. He's supporting himself and got his own place, and if at this point I'm thinking, we're probably in advisory roles now, which is kind of different.
Yeah, that's the one thing I noticed with my parents, actually. They were, not even my father. It was my mother. She kept trying to be like, don't do this, that, the other now. And I was like, Mom, I already know this, that, the other. And I don't think she could fully understand that. I'm not going to say she fully understand. I know she was worried about me. But, yeah, she was more or less just trying to advise and make sure I stayed in the right. I can't really complain. Gentlemen, I actually need to go ahead and take off 7-3 from KO4NH clear.
Peace to you. Enjoyed the conversation this morning. And go get you some rest. I know you work nights.
Patrick, I got a tool question for you. You got a set of handheld pry bars on the truck, ranging from, say, 6 inches up to maybe 20 inches. They usually come in a set.
That I do.
Right.
Correct.
How much you get for a set of those?
Not 100% sure, but I'm going to say it's right around 200 to 220.
Got a set that's like 3 of them have gone up missing. I don't know exactly what's happened to them. I bought them when I graduated high school, and I can't find them nowhere. I don't know where they are, and I'm going to have to. I got a pretty big shop down here. I'm going to have to get my hands on a set. Maybe I can meet up with you when this gas thing is over and see if I can get a set from you.
Help you out, Chad. All you gotta do is let me know.
I'll be trying to meet you on your route or something when I'm over that way. You spend a lot of time over in Piedmont, is it?
Actually, I'm in the upstate, northern part of Greenville County. I'm in Greer all day tomorrow, Greer Taylor's area. And like today, I start out over here in Easley and Berea, and I finish up in Greer. I'll make the trip across town about 2:30, 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay, and is you're in Greer every Wednesday, or what?
Every Wednesday afternoon and all day Thursday.
Well, I'm gonna look you up one of these days and see if I can get a replacement set, 'cause I gotta have them in the shop. I'm just so useful, you know. And I got to talk with my middle son. I expect he's got them in his toolbox somewhere in Anderson. I'm gonna get his tail for that.
I had to teach my respect for my tools also. But I started teaching him young, so he hadn't messed with it too much lately.
He takes them purposely. I think what's happening is comes up here and works on the truck, because I got a big shop and a lift, and he'll throw them in the truck or throw them in the passenger seat or something and go on a road test, and then the road test turns into a trip back home, and then I'm short my tools till the next time he comes back up here, so I'm gonna have to have a discussion with him.
They're too expensive to be losing them. I'm letting them walk off.
Terry, I worked at the FMS shop there in Greer, behind the old Victor Mill, and we had Snap-on man would come, I don't know, once or twice a week, something like that. And I bought them shortly after I graduated high school and joined the military. And I've had them a long time, and I'm trying my best to get my hands back on them. But if I can't, I'm gonna have to replace them.
QT here on White Horse Road, and 183 has got fuel also, because they're swarming in.
Okay, well, maybe it's easing up a little bit.
4 WTF. Got on Highway 85 North off of exit 32, and the 7-Eleven there had two tankers filling things up. I know that's a little bit further away than what you guys are, but for anyone else listening, I think we're making this a lot worse than it needs to be, and I think we're going to be okay.
Roger that. I think if people would just calm down and only get it when they need it, everybody would be all right. But since we want to panic buy everything we can and filling up every gas can and jug and plastic container we got, we're causing a problem.
I'm a little bit part of the problem. I topped off the last quarter tank of my work van yesterday, but I just wanted to make sure I had enough to get through the week so we can keep making money. I can't believe people are filling up gas can after gas can and this stuff.
I don't get it. I keep mindful because I run a tool route, but, you know, I got to get back to Brevard, North Carolina every afternoon, so... You know, different situation. It's not like I'm stopping just to top off because I can. You know, I need it.
I think put food on the table, and I feel like full 5-gallon jugs just helps fill up your lawnmower. Looks like the pilot off of Highway 86 is pretty packed too, so who knows? I think we're going to be okay.
More people see that and they'll stop panic buying everything.
So, I just wonder at what point do people run out of containers? I mean, who can be driving this much? And, I mean, sooner or later, Walmart's got to run out of 5-gallon gas cans.
They keep finding them, that's for sure.
It's also a good example of why I'm building myself a little solar-powered inverter instead of dealing with a gas generator, because if it gets too bad, I mean, imagine if it was like a real emergency and everybody did a run on gas like this and it couldn't keep up and you were trying to keep your refrigerator or your house or your heat running.
That, I'm with you. I don't have the solar. I'm running propane on my backup generator. But I've been definitely looking into that. But I bought some property with a nice little creek on it, so I think I'm going to go that route.
Solar setup is in progress right now. I got 100 amp hour LiPo battery and an inverter. I got another battery on the way. I got a couple little like crappy solar panels that I take camping, but at some point it's going to have enough to at least run the refrigerator and some lights and such indefinitely. But we're getting there. Hopefully I'll have something put together by the time her.
Using kind of the same setup to run my tool trailer right now. My tool truck got hit and totaled, so I've had to throw something together, and I've got a battery backup system in it, and it's a 600 watt backup battery with solar charger, or and you can charge it from 110 or solar or 12 volts. So multiple options, and I like it real well.
Like solar technology and battery technology are getting to the point where doing stuff like that, not necessarily because it's more green or whatever you want to call it, but it's just more convenient to have a good solid battery and two or three ways of charging it so you can use it anywhere.
Run the tool trailer with lights and computer and fan and all that, it'll run it for a solid 6 hours. So that's pretty good on it. And that gets me through the day because it doesn't run nonstop.
How long until you get a radio in that tool trailer and make it a portable ham shack?
Is in the excursion that took to it. And then I've got a nice little handheld that I can crossband repeat right back to it. So I have that capability right now.
That's nice. I part of the reason why I started down this battery solar panel journey was for radios and stuff when you go camping. And when I'm done, because I'm putting my batteries and everything in a big Husky job box, and one side is going to be straight 12 volt Anderson power poles and fun stuff like that.
I'm going to have to hop out of here. I've arrived at my destination this morning. So I've enjoyed the conversation, Chad. Thanks for keeping me company. And thanks for everything this morning. You gentlemen have a good day. 73 to you, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
You too, Patrick. Stay safe out there. People get crazy when it starts raining. KO4WTF.